what's that music saying?
Yes, sir, Amos. That music say, good health to all from Rexall. The stores with the orange and blue sign.
Yes, 10,000 independent Rexall druggists at the stores with the orange and blue sign bring you transcribed The Amos and Andy Show. Written by Joe Connolly and Bob Mosier, featuring Ernestine Wade, Johnny Lee, Amanda Randolph, Hal March, Joe Kearns, Jeff Alexander's music, yours truly, Harlow Wilcox, and starring radio's all-time favorites, Freeman Gosden and Charles Correll. Amos and Andy!
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I am Charles Correll. You know, I've had a lot of fun this week planning my Christmas shopping right in my own easy chair. I did it with the Rexall Christmas Color ad. And believe me, those sponsors of ours not only save you money, they save you shopping time with wonderful ads like this. Be sure to see it in the current issues of Life, Look, Collier's, Saturday Evening Post, and Country Gentleman.
Well, the Kingfish's wife, Sapphire, has had a job for quite some time. She's in charge of over 30 stenographers at a large mail-order house over on Lenox Avenue. Mr. Parker, the manager of the mail-order house, has closed up the place from Friday till Tuesday because of the holidays. But this morning, on the first day of her vacation, Sapphire came down with a cold.
Oh, Mama, just look at me. My eyes is all watering and bloodshot. My lips is chapped and my cheeks is all hollow.
Oh, yes, Sapphire. That's a terrible cold you got.
Hey, what's going on in here?
George, just take a look at Sapphire.
Yeah, see you, Sapphire. What have you done to yourself? I ain't never seen you looking so good.
George, I got a cold. I think I caught a virus when me and Mama was out in the rain last week.
And I can't understand why I don't have it.
Well, Mama, there ain't no virus in the world that could get through that blubber of yours. That would be like trying to torpedo the USS Missouri. You was both pretty well pontooned around the waterline there.
Oh, George, I just feel terrible. I'm sick. I won't be able to go down to the office today.
Oh, the office? I thought that Mr. Parker, your boss, there, done close the place for 3 days, give everybody a sabbatical leave.
Well, George, we got over 32 typewriters down there, and while we closed up, he wants me to send them out and have them cleaned and overhauled. I don't know what I'm going to do. Mr. Parker's going to be mad at me because he's a nut on efficiency.
There's only one thing to do. George is going to have to go down to the mail order house and send out them typewriters for you.
Now, wait a minute. I ain't going to do that.
George, you sent them out to the Acme typewriter service.
I still ain't going to do it.
George, Mr. Parker gave me the money to pay for them. $320 in cash.
I'll be delighted to take the job.
That's better, George. Now, here's the money. Tell the Acme company to have them typewriters back the first thing Tuesday morning.
$320 in cash. Look at that money there. That's a rule that would choke a horse.
Choke a horse? Well, watch your step, native dancer, and don't start nibbling on it.
Well, Kingfish, we got most of these typewriters out here in the main office.
Yeah, thank you for helping me lug them out there, Andy. Getting them all in one pile here. No. Sorry I ain't been able to help you more with the lifting, but I got a little trouble with my back, you know.
Oh, you got the backache?
Yeah, I got what is known in medicinal circles as no liftitis. Doctor told me that I can't pick up nothing heavier than a cigar butt, that's all.
Well, this is the last of the typewriters, Kingfish.
Put it right down there.
Yeah, I don't mind helping you, because I ain't seen much of you lately, you know.
Yeah, well, I can explain that to you, Andy. You see, we is on different social levels now.
We is, huh?
Yeah, it don't behooves a man with a steady working wife to mingle with the soup kitchen and the flophouse set. I got to hoove myself in the upper brackets like I is, you see.
Well, now that we got all the typewriters out here, who is this company you got to call up to have them cleaned and overhauled?
The Acme Typewriter Service, and they're kind of expensive, though. They charge $10 a typewriter.
Yeah. Say, that $320 show is a pile of money.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, man, I ain't see that much green stuff since the night my gal got mad at me and hit me in the face with a Caesar salad.
Well, I better call up the Acme and have them come over here and get...
Hey, wait a minute. Somebody at the door. I thought the office was closed up here.
Yeah, I wonder who that could be. Might better let him in. Yeah, sir, can I help you?
How do you do? How do you do? I'm a representative of the Jim Dandy Typewriter Service. Now, I hear on the grapevine that you have some typewriters to be cleaned.
Yeah, they're going out to the Acme Company. They're going to clean them, overhaul them.
Well, it's a fine company, neighbor. Nothing wrong with the Acme Company. Yeah. I like the way they get back on their feet every time they go bankrupt. How much are they charging you?
Well, they're only going to charge $10 a typewriter.
$10? Oh, that is high. Tell you what, my friend. You know, I like you. Yeah. I think I could shave our price to $7.
Yeah, well, I don't have nothing to do with
it. I could shave it to $5.
Yeah, well, like I say, my wife, $5. Excuse me a minute, Mother. I want to talk to my friend here. My business man. Miss Brown, come over here in my office. Will you step right over here?
Yeah. What's the matter, Kingfish? Looking at your forehead there, you done broke out in one of them monetary sweats.
And the Sapphire said that the Acme is going to charge $10, and this fellow would do it for $5.
Yeah, I hear that.
Now, I don't know the exact figure on 32 typewriters, because I ain't got time to pro-rata the thing, but... My instinct tells me that this kind of ratting going to make him mouse himself into a nice piece of cheese here. Let's go back here.
Yeah, come on.
Mister, you said that because you like me, you're going to shave the price down to $5 a typewriter?
That is right.
Well, as long as we're all lathered up, yeah, I wonder if you could let the thing down to
$3. $3? It's a deal, my friend.
Oh, fine. Now, the only thing is they want the typewriters back Tuesday morning. Can you pick them up today?
Today? If there's no moon, I'll have the boys back the truck up in the alley about 9 o'clock tonight.
Excuse me for protruding here, mister, but you is going to pick up the typewriters at night?
That is right, my friend. That's the way we operate. You'd be surprised how sunlight can kill our business.
Fine. And that's $3 a piece. Now, let's see. 3 times 32, I figured that.
Now, to make it easy on you, my friend, I'll make it $150 even.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, sir. Yeah, there you is, mister. Yeah, yeah. $150. There you is.
Thank you, my friend. Thank you. We'll pick him up later.
Yeah, wait just a minute now. In case I want to get in touch with you, where can I reach you?
Want to get in touch with me? Well, I'll just write my number here on this slip of paper. Hey, there you are. Just call any time after 10 and ask for Sam.
Oh, thank you, Mr. Sam. Thank you very much. Pleasure to do with business with you. Good day.
Good day.
Nice fella.
Yeah. I wonder how come he wiped off the doorknob with his handkerchief on the way out.
Well, he's just probably superstitious, Andy. Oh, boy, look at that. Sapphire gave me $320 to get the typewriters clean, and I'm getting it done for $150.
Yeah, boy, that's some saving. Sapphire's going to be proud of you. That's going to be a nice packet for her boss, Mr. Parker, to pocket.
Man, did you say something about somebody pocketing a packet?
Yeah, Mr. Parker.
Well, there's going to be some pocketing around here, but the pocket to packet is going to be pocketed. It ain't the same pocket that I think the packet is going to be pocketed in the first place.
What you getting at?
Well, to sum it up, Andy, when this whole mess is over, the only thing Mr. Parker's going to have in his pocket is lint. That's what he's going to have.
Good evening. This is your Rexall family druggist, one of the 10,000 independent druggists who have made the word Rexall part of our own store names. We've done that because we recommend and sell Rexall drug products. One guaranteed Rexall product, long a favorite with my customers, is Cherisote cough syrup. This balanced formula combines not just one or two, but 12 active ingredients to help quiet coughs and relieve throat irritation caused by colds. Cherisote helps loosen and raise secretions in the throat. Then the local anesthetic action of a Cherisote ingredient relieves the so-called tickling of the throat. So for those irritating spells of coughing caused by simple colds, have a bottle of Rexall Cherisote on hand. That's spelled C-H-E-R-R-O-S-O-T-E, Cherisote cough syrup. Available at Rexall drug stores everywhere.
Yes, and I made $170 profit on that typewriter deal. Pulled a smart one, didn't I, boy? Sapphire, I'll never be the wiser.
Yeah, well, I don't want to upset you none, Kingfish, but that fella Sam that picked up the typewriters with his truck, I was a little suspicious of him. That suit he was wearing, that looked like he got it along with $5 and a handshake from the warden.
You think so, Andy?
Yes, sir. That was a San Quentin herringbone if ever I seen one.
Now, as you mention it, Andy, I didn't notice that Sam and his pal carried them typewriters out in sort of a lockstep, didn't they? Andy, where's the phone?
Are you going to call the police?
Of course not, Andy. We're just going to put in a call for Sam and inquire what time Tuesday he plans to deliver the typewriters back here. No. Phone call like that, you know, put our minds at ease.
Yeah, mind at ease. That's what we need. Yes, sir.
Yeah, you make the call, Andy. All this talk about typewriters here... Don't give me the Underwood twitch here. Look at me.
You want me to call Sam, huh?
Yeah, here's the number right here. On the slip of paper he gave us. I keep it in my pocket.
Okay.
Yeah, here he is. Yeah. There, a little phone call. Put our minds at ease, you know it?
Sure will. Wait a minute, there's answering. Hello? I'd like to speak to Sam. What's that? Hold the phone.
What's the matter, Andy?
He said ain't no Sam there.
Andy, tell him you want Sam, the typewriter man.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Hello? Hey, mister, I want to speak to Sam, the typewriter man. What's that? Hold the phone.
What's the matter, Andy?
Listen, this is Schultz's delicatessen store. The man say he got ham, spam, jam, and lamb, but he ain't got no Sam.
Wait a minute. You was messing this thing up. Let me have the telephone there.
Okay, here you is.
Hello? Is this Atwater Foods Admiral 1? Good. Now, why is you telling my friend that you is Schultz the Delicatessen when you know that you is the Jim Dandy typewriter company? Hold the phone.
What's the matter?
The man done swore at me in German.
Kingfish, when did this phone call start putting our minds at ease? That's what I want to know.
Hello, Mr. Schultz. Is you there? Mr. Schultz, is you sure that among the salami and the pastrami and the smoked herring, you ain't got no Sam around somewhere? He's a short fellow with a scar on his face. What's that? Well, if he come around, he just comes around and used the phone. He left yesterday. What? Then took a quick trip to Mexico with a truck full of typewriters. Thank you, Mr. Schultz. Thank you, sir. Yeah, sir. If I was ever in the market for some sauerbraten, I'll call on you. Yeah, sir.
That Jim Dandy man is a crook, huh?
Oh, me, Andy. You know what? The fella done went off with 32 typewriters from the mail order house.
Yeah, well, what are you going to do, Kingfish?
Andy, there's only one thing I can do. I'm going to go home and get that $170, and I'm going to get out of town before Sapphire and her mama find out what I done.
Yeah, that's the stuff. Where's the money now?
Well, I got it hid in... my super secret hiding place in the back bedroom up at the apartment. So long, boy. I'll write you from California. It's either this or jail.
Yeah, well, be careful, Kingfish, because if Sapphire and that bulldog mama of hers ever find out what you done, by the time they get through with it, the police is going to be able to book you in 4 different precincts.
Lucky for me that nobody's home. Now to get that $170 from my secret hiding place. If Sapphire see me in this back room, though, she's going to get suspicious. Well, first I'll move the dresser out of the way.
Now, pull up this carpet where it's tacked down. Mm-hmm. Then I'll pull up this board in the floor here. Now I'll get my hand right under the pipe there and get out the coffee can. Ah, there we are. Now I'll take the lid off. No money here. Nothing but this piece of paper. Let me see what it say here. Say, don't tear up the floor, we found it. Signed, Mama. Oh, that horrible woman. She got a nose for money like a hog has for swill. A fella can't even...
Yeah, he isn't here, daughter. We done caught the weasel red-handed.
All right, George, where'd you get that $170?
Well, the thing is, I know you, would you believe me if I said...
We would not.
George Stevens, where did that money come from?
Well, now, you see, I've been saving it out of my lunch money, and I wanted to buy you a nice Christmas present. It's a little nest egg that I've been sitting on.
Well, you can get off the nest, you old rooster. We use that money to pay the rent this afternoon.
Did you send them typewriters out to the Acme typewriter place like I told you to do?
Well, no, I've been busy, honey. I'm going to do it the first thing in the morning. That's what I'm going to do, yeah.
Well, you better. You want me to lose my job?
Sapphire, I tell you, he's up to something. I don't know what it is, but watch your step, Baldy.
Well, there's only one thing to do. Call the mortuary and have him come up and fit me for that knotty pine top coat, that's it.
I know where you can find more than 70 Christmas gift ideas all in one big, beautiful ad.
That's the Rexall Christmas Color ad in the current Life, Look, Collier's, Saturday Evening Post, and Country Gentleman.
That's right. The Rexall Christmas ad gives two full pages of ideas for everybody on your list. For men, you'll find Stag toiletries and travel kits, fine leather billfolds, brush and comb sets. And for children, fascinating toys and lifelike dolls and furry animals.
And for lovely ladies, dresser sets and jewelry boxes, Spuntex nylon hosiery, and Delafield and Cara Nome cologne sets.
You can plan your entire Christmas shopping trip before you take a step with the Rexall Christmas Color ad in the current Life, Look, Collier's, Saturday Evening Post, and Country Gentleman.
Shop first in the Rexall Christmas ad and save at Rexall drugstores everywhere.
Oh, me, somehow I gotta have 32 typewriters down at the mail order house when it opens Tuesday morning. There's only one person left for me to turn to, and that's my lawyer, Algonquin J. Calhoun. And here's his office. Say, Calhoun, can I see you about something?
Well, Kingfish, come on in.
Calhoun, I tried to call you on the phone last night, but you wasn't in. Where was you?
Who, me? I was up to my new gal's house. Yeah, she's quite a gal, Kingfish. Yeah, she got a hobby, raising dogs. Must have 12 or 14 dogs running around the place.
She do, huh?
Yeah. Last night we was sitting close together on the sofa. I reached over and turned out the light and then reached out for her and give a great big kiss. Man, what a nice warm kiss that was. But she turned the lights on and there I was kissing a French poodle.
A French poodle?
Yeah, but that didn't stop me. I reached over and turned out the lights again and then reached for her again. Ooh, this time I got a real sweet one. But she turned the lights on, and there I was kissing an Irish setter. I didn't quit, though. No, sir, man. I must have turned them lights on and off about 5 times before I got around to her. What is that here tonight, Kingfish?
You is, huh?
Yeah, man. There's a lot of good smooching up there.
Now, listen, Calhoun, what I want to tell you last night is that I is in trouble.
Yeah.
You see, I got mixed up in a crooked deal, and I got to have 32 typewriters by 2 in the morning.
Well, now, let me see here. You know, when my brother was in school, he once got a typewriter free.
Free? How'd he do that?
Well, he only needed it for a month, and so he got a typewriter on a 30-day free trial and then took it back. You know, that's the way they sell typewriters. You read the ads, you know.
30-day free trial. Well, I couldn't, it wouldn't, Calhoun, I think I got a hold of something here.
Now, wait a minute, Jack Kingbridge. Wait a minute. Ain't nobody gonna give you 32 typewriters on no free trial.
That's the only chance I got. There's a big typewriter store over on the boulevard.
Mm.
But I gonna need some help. Could you come over there with me, Calhoun?
Not right now, Kingbridge. Got something important to do.
Yeah, well, what you got to do? I'll get Annie to go with me, I guess. What's so important you can't go?
I got to go see my cousin Murgatroyd.
Murgatroyd, the bebop hipster?
Yeah.
Yeah, how is that boy?
Oh, he's fine. He's playing with a band over in the Green Hornet nightclub.
Oh, the Green Hornet?
Yeah, and man, there's something exciting happened up there last night. There's the old Murgatroyd hooked up his electric guitar to one of them high-tension wires by mistake.
High-tension wire.
Yeah, and he didn't even know about it till he started to play. The leader gave the downbeat, and Murgatroyd hit one of them hot licks, and that high voltage knocked him 20 feet in the air.
Holy mackerel, was he hurt?
Not Murgatroyd. He come down off the ceiling, turned to the trombone player and said, "Man, who makes these crazy arrangements?"
Boy, Kingfish, they got a lot of typewriters in this store, ain't they? Look at here.
Yeah, now, remember, back me up in everything I say.
Yeah.
Here come the man to wait on us now.
Uh-oh. I don't like his looks. He looked like a fellow that once repossessed an Essex car on me.
May I help you?
Well, we was just strolling by, and we happened to notice your sign in the window there, the one that say 30-day free trial on any typewriter. That's the deal on buying a typewriter here, ain't it?
That's right. All our typewriters are sold on that basis.
Fine. We'll take 32 of them.
32?
Yes, sir. We write a lot of letters.
Well, that free trial is always applied on just one typewriter. I'm afraid we couldn't do it on 32.
Well, why not? What is the difference if one person gets 32 typewriters or if 32 people each gets one typewriter?
Well, it's just, well, actually, there's no difference, but I just don't like it.
Well, it's a good deal for you, mister. Think of all the bookkeeping you'll save.
Yeah, not only that, if something goes wrong, you only got one fellow to throw in the clink. You see, you ain't got to jam up the jailhouse with 32 people.
Well, you're right. I'll get the typewriter. Whoops, what happened here?
Now, look, mother, say on the window, 30-day free trial on any typewriter. Now, we want 32 typewriters.
Well, I guess if that's our offer, we'll have to stick to it. Naturally, we require a $50 deposit on each machine.
Well, now, just a minute here, mother. How can it be a free trial if we're going to pay you $50?
Well, you don't understand. That's just a deposit. At the end of 30 days, if you're dissatisfied with the machines, we'll cheerfully refund your money.
Well, if that's all that's bothering you, you got nothing to worry about. We is dissatisfied right now.
Yeah, that's right. We hates everything in the joint.
Well, look, you can't take the typewriters without a deposit. That way, you'd have the typewriters and we'd have nothing.
Yeah, but at the end of 30 days, when we is dissatisfied, we're going to bring the typewriters back. Then you're going to have the typewriters, and we're going to have nothing. Ain't that right?
Well, yes.
Well, there you is. Turnabout is fair play.
Yeah, and another thing, you get your nothing now. We got to wait 30 days for ours.
You're going to be happy with nothing in the end. You might as well be happy with it with nothing now.
No.
Of course, you're right. Well, I'll get the typewriters out. Oops, you've done it to me again.
Something wrong, mister? Now, wait a minute.
Now, look, before you fellows go on, I'd like to tell you something. A few years ago, I worked too hard. I had a nervous breakdown. I just went all to pieces. My nerves were so bad, I had the delusion I was a parrot. I had to see a psychiatrist every day for 6 months. But he finally cured me.
Well, that's nice. Yeah.
But if you two don't get out of here, do you know where I'm going to be at 6 o'clock tonight?
No, sir, where?
Perched on the psychiatrist's couch asking for crackers.
Come on.
We got enough trouble without getting messed up with no parrots. Come on.
Well, Andy, you say the kingfish done got out of that typewriter mess, huh?
Oh, yeah, Amos. The kingfish done sold his car, cashed in his insurance policies, and hocked everything he owns. And he got enough money to buy a 32 secondhand typewriter.
Oh, me? Tell me this. Why didn't he go to the police and report the robbery? He knows the man hangs out around that Schultz's delicatessen. Maybe he got back from Mexico.
Oh, no, Amos. The kingfish can't go to the police. Because then Sapphire had found out that he didn't send him to the Acme Company like he was supposed to.
Yeah, that's right. And, of course, he'd have done what he was supposed to do in the first place. This would have never happened. Where's the kingfish now?
Well, he went on home. It cost him a lot of money, but at least the typewriters is up there now. And when the mail order house opens Tuesday, Sapphire will never know what happened.
I'm home.
You come in here, George Stevens. Me and Mama wants to talk to you.
Yeah, what are you trying to do, you bum? Get my daughter fired?
What do you mean?
We figured something was up when we found that money you was hiding. So I got out of bed and we went down to the mail order house an hour ago.
Yeah, and our suspicions were right.
Well, now, wait a minute.
Yes, you never did send them typewriters out to be cleaned. So Mama and me had to send them out ourselves.
Oh, I think it was something else. You sent them out to the Acme Company, huh?
No, they couldn't take them, George. But I happened to find this name and phone number in your coat pocket. A man named Sam answered, and the Jim Dandy typewriter service picked up the 32 typewriters half an hour ago.
No.
And now, here's a busy modern woman with a sensible beauty secret.
I wonder how many of you have discovered Ann Delafield's all-purpose deep cream. Here in one golden top jar is the only cream you need for complete complexion care. Yes, this single superb cream is a cleansing cream, face cream, night cream, eye cream, throat cream. All creams in one. This rich, deeply penetrating cream was perfected by the world-renowned beauty authority, Ann Delafield, and contains Miss Delafield's own secret formula of precious oils, esters, and cholesterols. Do try this luxurious cream, won't you? Remember, Ann Delafield's all-purpose deep cream is sold exclusively at Rexall drugstores.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, rely on your Rexall family druggist, and when you visit him, please tell him that Amos and Andy sent you. Thank you and good night.
See you next Sunday.
If you want to please a man on Christmas, get the Stag gift set.
We men are hoping all you women see the gift sets of Stag toiletries in the Rexall Christmas color ad.
And we all know this two-page Rexall ad is in the current Life, Look, Collier's, Saturday Evening Post, and Country Gentleman.
Your Rexall druggist brings you the Amos and Andy Show, transcribed and directed by Cliff Howell.
This is the CBS Radio Network.